Good evening to everybody. For those of you who I have not had the opportunity to say it to, I want to welcome you all here to camp. For those of you, I believe everybody here is part of this group. We are going to be enjoying this weekend our youth retreat, and I think pretty much everybody here is going to be part of that. So I want to welcome you here, and I want to draw your attention to a couple of things as we begin our youth retreat. The first thing, someone tell me, what was the name of the song that was just played? Anybody? Just call it out. Standing on the promises. Those promises are found in God's Word. And one of the things that we are planning on doing this weekend is taking out of God's Word promises that have been offered to us. And hopefully this weekend, as we begin it, you're going to open up the weekend. You're going to start the weekend with an open mind, with an open ears to hear what God has to say to us. These promises that we have in God's Word are important. They're real. They're true. They're the only thing that is as solid as a rock that you can build a foundation on. And the other thing that I want to make sure that we do properly as we begin is we want to make sure that we properly begin with an attitude of praise in our hearts. And we're going to spend a couple of moments worshiping and praising this evening. I'd like, if you wouldn't mind, opening up to number 62. 62 in this book. 62 in the camp book. That's what I'd like you to open up to. That's Let All the People Praise Thee. And I'm a little bit... I hope I have my confidence in the right place. To sing the song properly, you really got to take a deep, deep breath. I would like to invite you all to stand as we sing this song. And I want to invite you during this meeting, during this weekend, to let yourself resound with praise, to resound with praise for God, for all that He's done for you. So you can go ahead and stand on up. I want you to do that because I believe that by having that proper posture, that posture of praise, well, that's going to bring you into the proper attitude to receive all that it is that God has for you this weekend. So let's sing together. You need to take that deep breath, number 62. Thank you. that for a few moments. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, I praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Maybe you know that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Let's sing that song together.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We look to you, Lord. We turn to you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus, we praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Glory to God. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. It makes a big difference where you look. It makes a big difference where your eyes are. And what I was just struck by while we were beginning this meeting and as I was sitting here praying, just what's been going on in my mind is the idea is where you look, that's where your attention is. And as we begin, as we began this evening, I was struck by the fact that as we're praising the Lord and we're lifting our voices, sometimes people think of praise and the way that we pray and praise here as kind of almost like, and I say this reverently, but just to illustrate a point, almost like kind of you're conjuring up the idea of praising God, and if we just scream loud enough, then God's presence will come here. But that's not the way that it works. And what I want to challenge us to do tonight and throughout this weekend is to have our gaze firmly in the direction of the Lord. And so as we begin, as I said before, as we begin this youth retreat, I want to invite Brother Jonathan to come up and pray over us that our eyes would be on him. You know, some of you I know, some of you I don't, some of you guys know Brother Isaac or other of the leaders who are here. Don't look at us. We're not the ones who are going to make this youth retreat good or bad. Is God's going to come to you or not come to you depending on whether or not you look at us or listen to us or whatever it is. That's not the way and the direction that you should be looking. We have to make sure our gaze is in the right direction. And that direction is in the gaze of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so tonight, and every night this weekend, let's make sure that our gaze is in the right direction and that we're looking to God so that He's the one who's going to ultimately do the work for us. Brother Jonathan, please come pray over us.
Sure. Praise the Lord. Brother Tim said that you're going to be hearing about the promises of God, claiming the promises that God has for you. Well, the scriptures tell us that all the promises of God in Him are yes and are amen. So keep your eyes on Jesus. See Jesus, as you started that song, Brother Tim, to see Jesus. Keep our eyes upon Him. No matter what it is you would like God to do for you, just turn your eyes on Jesus. Seek Him. We used to be told as young people, not just to seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but seek the giver. Don't just seek to be healed, but seek the healer. Don't just seek to be saved, but seek the Savior. And so seek Him. Let's pray, shall we? Father, I pray that You will, for each one of us, bless us with this singular blessing of turning our eyes upon Jesus, to see Jesus. Like those Greeks, sirs, we want to see Jesus. Lord, we know that if that will be our cry, that You will meet us, because in You are found all the treasures of the Godhead. And so, Lord, help these dear young folks and help us all to see Jesus in these days. May that be the cry of our hearts. Just give me Jesus. And we know that if that is our cry, we know that is Your great desire, and so it will be filled. And so I pray for these dear young folks, for all of us, that we'll see Jesus this weekend. And we know that if we see You, that then all of the other goals are going to be met. And we're excited about that. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Number 186. Let's also sing number 186 together.
Recorded in His Word, hallelujah, it is only that You look. thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We're 323. 323.